Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful, beautiful dhikr. It's exactly now 5:23 South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program, the As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. Today is the first of Safar 1445. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved senior teacher, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Safar, that is the second month of our Islamic calendar, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 28, Surah Qasas, the narrative, and verses 44 and 45. We continue still with the incident of Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and the Pharaoh, and it is mentioned in detail to console and pacify Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are experiencing this opposition. Remember that Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses also experienced similar opposition. Hence chapter 28, verses 44 and 45. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ. And you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not there on the western side of Tur Sinin, Mount Sinai. إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَى. When we, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty. When we decreed to Musa alayhi salam, to Moses, the commandment, and we will give you the book and the Torah and various other commandments. وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And you were not present there at that time, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The intervening period between Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, works out to hundreds and hundreds of years. So it shows you were not present there physically. وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأَنَا قُرُونَا. But we, that we created and we brought into existence, again Almighty Allah stamping His majesty, authority and sovereignty with the royal pronoun, the plural, Quruna, and we created various generations between Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and your Milad Mubarak, your honorable birth, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Fatatawala alayhimul umur, and the people were giving lengthy lifestyle, meaning that they lived for many years, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, and Salman Farsi alone 250 years. So it shows that people were given long lives. وَمَا كُنْتَ ثَاوِيًا فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ. And you were not dwelling and staying there, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the residents of Madian, where Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, migrated to. tatlu alayhim ayatina, so that you could rehearse and recite our verses for them. Walakinna kunna mursileen, but we sent so many prophets after that. So after Moses, remember that we sent Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Suleiman alayhi salatu salam, and you got Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, then Nabi Isa, Jesus. Peace be upon him. He was the last and the final prophet and messenger for the Israelite prophets. That is Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Then the last and the final messenger for all times, all places, was Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you through the local, national and international global news, views and interviews. Number one, big problems in America. America is becoming a failed state like a third world country. Now they charged and indicted Donald Trump. And this is in Georgia. But now the jurors, their names, everything have been published. And Donald Trump's supporters have started making threats. We're going to get even with you. We will take revenge. So obviously that can have serious, serious implications. Then we carry on with them, with Trump and Biden, both of them corrupted to the core, just like third world countries, you must remember that. So you see the Fox TV news, this is what came through the wires and so forth, that they have exposed the whole Biden family with Hunter. Hunter is not only hunting for prostitutes, he was making and cutting deals, millions with the Russians, you must remember that. And now they're exposing everything. So Biden wants the people to forget that. And now he's pursuing Trump and aggressively. So the people, you know, American messes, just like other places, messes are S's, you know, that majority of the time. So what happens? They want them as focus on Trump and forget about his woes and about Hunter, the one who was running after prostitutes and after millions of dollars between Russia and the Biden family. Hawaii, 111 dead. I don't believe that. I believe it's much more than that. They always try and cover up. And the person who was in charge, he resigned. Can you believe the story they're telling the world? The person who resigned because of ill health. Nay, there's so much criticism. You were good for nothing, first world country. Why didn't you switch on the sirens? People should be given a pre-warning. Why Biden didn't go there so far? What is nappies and so forth. So there's a big, big hidden agenda there. And this whole thing was planned according to certain people and so forth. Remember in Palestine, you haramis, you jutlas, you super terrorists, you curse nation. So now yesterday, Thursday, they made the life even more difficult for the Palestinian prisoners. 5,000 of them they in jail and 1,000 of them detention without trial. That is what apartheid terrorist Nazi regime Israel does. They just put you in jail and you are kept there, no trial, and you just stay in jail. The only democracy in the Middle East. Remember the cursed nation, the haramis, the murderers of prophets and messengers and the baby killers. So 5,000 prisoners now going on hunger strike so that they can draw the attention of the world that apartheid is a super, that Israel is a super apartheid and super terrorist regime. And one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Israel and India, these are unholy brothers, unholy alliance. Both of them got the same agenda. India says, you got the biggest war criminal, you got the biggest criminal in the world. Go ask Google, put the question, who's the biggest criminal in the world today? They will tell you Modi, Narendra Modi. And the butcher of Gujarat, he's coming to South Africa. We must name him, shame him, and tell him he's not welcome here. And we must arrest him also. If we try our best, remember that, instead of sitting as spectators and observers. And they got the hidden agenda, Hindutva, that the nationalistic and fascist state where minorities, and whether the Sikhs or Christians and Muslims, 220 million Muslims in India will be treated as third, fourth class citizens. And the same thing you find there in Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime that you have. You must remember the Jutlas, the Haramis, and the Palestinians are treated as third, fourth class citizens. Both of them loved the cow. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. So you ask them, you must remember the Hindus, they'll say they worship the cow. You ask them, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the cursed nation, they will say they love the cow. بَقَرَةٌ حَمْرَى. They're waiting for the red cow. And once the red cow comes, then they will sacrifice it, slaughter it, and then they will try and demolish, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Al-Qubbatu Sakhra, Dome of the Rock, what they call Temple Mount. But inshallah, that will never happen with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember, they both got the same mentality, that you will get the settlers, they will murder, they will kill, they will steal and everything. They will say it's our country, it's our police, our defense force. And same thing you find in India. You will find they will lynch, and the mob will come and lynch the Muslim, and they will kill them sometime, rape the woman, and say, this is India, you want to stay here, then you must make Ram Ram, otherwise you go to Pakistan or Kabristan. So both of them, 100% apartheid and 100% terrorist policies. The so-called left, you must remember, Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz newspaper, the so-called left today in Israel keeps on saluting the occupation forces. So they also were the apartheid politicians. So therefore we say, whether it is this party or that party, they all our enemies. We don't say every Jew is our enemy. We never say every Hindu is our enemy. But we definitely will say majority of them. Now listen to this story. MBS Murtad bin Shaitan is invited by Sunak and his government to come to UK and to Britain. So the opposition party are up in arms, the human rights are up in arms. They're suggesting a date sometime in October. I will just imagine what a circus will it be there for the tabloids in the UK, that MBS has landed, the devil, the evil has landed, the murderer of Jamal Khashoggi, the murderer of thousands of people in Yemen, the person who was arrested hundreds and thousands of people in Saudi Arabia, and is whitewashing the West, because the West will sell their mother and their wives also for money, you must remember. Remember that, bring soccer players, bring golf players, bring F1 and Formula 1 and all that. So then they just turn and look on the other side. That's a complete dictatorship and a monarchy. There's no human rights at all. You go to Saudi Arabia and try and send one tweet against this harami, against MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and see what happens to you. Today is Friday, the Mubarak day of Friday. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, who came to Darulum Newcastle in 2010 as a guest, and I was translating for him. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, on a Jummah khutbah Friday sermon, he said, don't frequent and visit the cinemas. And that was the last sermon he gave. 10 years arrested. That happened to the Imam of the Haram of the greatest mosque in the world. So what do you think about the ordinary person? So remember, you tabloids, have a wonderful day. We will support you. You must name him, shame him. And you Salafis who have sold your soul to the devil, taking dollars from MBS, you should hang your heads in shame. India, you played this move very well. So G20 summit is coming up there in India after the BRICS summit. Ukraine not invited there. And another thing India has done very well with UAE. You must remember, they are now, they're buying, selling, and they are using the rupee and using the dirham. So they are de-dollarizing, giving America a kick properly on their posterior. And these are supposed to be both their chamchas and sidekicks. One side India and one side Arab Emirates. Libya, big problems there. 56 people dead in their communal violence. And now one of the ministers in Italy said it was a big, big mistake to murder Gaddafi. Now only they're realizing. Kenya, Nairobi, Mombasa woke up. The politicians are debating. They want to ban TikTok. Can you believe that? TikTok, they say we must ban it. So we ask them, but why must you ban it? They say too much nudity. And if you know anything of American politics, Barbara, and so forth, and Craig, so remember that in New York, for officials, TikTok is banned. Because they will be TikToking too much, you see. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala is punishing them in different ways. Poland says, we can't accept any more refugees. We already got 1 million Ukrainians. So we can't accept people from Africa. We can't accept people from Middle East. But if the white he will accept him. You see, this is the white mentality, the white hegemony. Everywhere in Europe, America, and Australia, New Zealand, you will find all the racism, the white hegemony, and so forth. A whitey can come, but you come with a brownie and a dark-looking, no, you're not welcome here. So remember, for Israel, you jutlas, your time is coming very near. I told you, you must start packing up. Go to Cyprus, go away, take out your second passport. All the settlements, we're coming to take it over. The Red Sea is warming and at an alarming rate. And very soon, it might be beyond control. Then there'll be big problems for the Jutlas, the Zionists, and the terrorists there in Israel. Palestinians, alhamdulillah, Allah's help is with them. No nation in the world could survive for 75 years. The brutal policy, atrocities, and war crimes against them, beside the Palestinians. Listen to this story now. In the White House, there is a kitchen, and that kitchen is kosher. So I pose three questions. If the White House kitchen is kosher, so then is the laundry also kosher? Then Bibi Netanyahu, who take his underwear and clothing with his wife and during Trump's time and get it washed there, that is how stingy the haramis, jutlas are. And are your foreign policy kosher? I want to ask every American politician, whether Republicans or Democrats, are your foreign policy kosher? You support Israel. Israel can send arms, billions and billions, to Germany and to this one and this one, and you just turn a blind eye. They murder our Palestinians cold-bloodedly, and you still support them, and our Gitmo is still open. My sister, Dr. Afia, is still in the hellhole. So where is your common sense, America? Therefore, you are considered to be the super terrorists from World War II till now. We have invaded more than 50 countries. Iran, big problem. Who are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda? The Shias themselves. Who told us this? Sheikh Mufid. Sheikh Mufid is one of the respected scholars in the world of the Shia. Shia is a kuffar out of the fall of Islam. And in his book, you must remember that Sheikh Irshad wrote the book's name Al-Mufid. And the book's name is Irshad and the Sheikh's name is Mufid. So Sheikh Mufid writes in Irshad that he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, on the Friday, the day of Ashura, in Maidan al-Tufuf, in Karbala, وَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ وَدَعَى عَلَىٰ شِيَتِهِ, and he raised his Mubarak hands, and he cursed the Shias, and in the ending he said, وَلَا تَرْضَ الْوُلَاتُ عَنْهُمْ أَبَدًا, never let the rulers be pleased with them. See, now they are having so many internal problems. Yesterday they arrested 12 people. They said these guys will be instigators for unrest and so forth and so on. Yesterday we received the sad news. I read Asr Salat, Maghrib Salat in the Sufi Masjid where I am going today, inshallah, for Jummah. As soon as I came out from the Masjid, from the mosque, my brother Shira Surti told me our brother Farooq Surti of Newcastle passed away. He got the mort of Jumu'ah and Friday death, and it was around 6:05, or just after 6, that he passed away. And you know what Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من توفاه الله يوم الجمعة Jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allah min fitnatil qabr. This is authentic hadith, wa sahahahu al-Albani. Even Sheikh Albani and him said this sahih hadith. So you must remember, a person passes away with Iman Islam on the night of Friday, this last night, the day of Friday, today till before sunset, all might with Iman and Islam, all might Allah protects that person from the torment and punishment and chastisement of the grave. We make dua, all might Allah grant our brother Farooq Surti, he built a hostel there for the students when we were teaching there. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, his sons and daughters, Allah grant them sabr and patience and fortitude at the difficult times. Pick up time will be 10 o'clock this morning, quarter past 10, burial day in the Newcastle Cemetery, Janaza Salah 10:15 at Darlum Newcastle. We make dua for all the marhumin and all the deceased. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakkinhum fil jannah.
Ameen.
Allahumma arzukhum jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Okay, at 8:30 to 9 today will be Mufti Muhammad Aku and Mawaz Zahid Khan, and then 11:25 South African time, 11:25 Saudi time, 12:25 South African time, 11:25 Sheikh Usama Khayyat's khutbah. Then we will translate it and make dua inshallah, and then inshallah proceed here to the Sufi Masjid, and inshallah here in Indonesia, here next to us. And Allah Jalla wa Ala bless the Ummah on this Mubarak day, first day of Safar. And always remember this: we belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You Kalas and Masis and uncles, take all that belief. You came with the Lal Kitab from your Mirzapur and Saharanpur and Palanpur and Dabelpur and Kolvatpur. Take all that and throw it away when it's against Islam. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La swafara. There is no bad luck during the month of Safar. There is no bad omen, remember, during the month of Safar. There is no superstition and month of disasters and calamities. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So remember, many people still have this pagan belief. It has nothing to do with Islam. So we must know exactly what our belief structures are. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Somebody says, Molana AK, my mom and brother, they smoke Zol the whole day and make me pay for it. I can't stand the smoke, and they make me protect them when they sell drugs to kids. How do I expose them, Ustad?
Yes, you must expose them, you know, and you don't give them a cent. Today you got some people, their name is Saul, but they're taking a lot of Zol, you understood? That sometimes they are dark in complexion, and then they make themselves white before they come on TV, you know? So you know, a lot of things happen in the world. So look at it, for what are you giving money to them? So, wala ta'awanu alal ismi wal udwan, chapter 5, verse number 2. You must never assist in crime and in transgression, so you also guilty of that. Second one, when they are selling this to the innocent children and so forth, Muslim, non-Muslim, you must call the police, get them arrested, whether it's your father, whether it's your brother, whether it's your mother, whoever. They're not listening, they are a menace to society. In Islam, when people take drugs, people sell drugs, so for taking the drugs and drinking it and using it and what have you, so you must remember that, and consuming it is 80 lashes in public. So that is what you must do, my brother. Get the police involved, get everybody involved, and you must boycott them, excommunicate them. Al-hubbulillah wal-bughzulillah. We love for Almighty Allah's sake, and we hate for Almighty Allah's sake.
I've got a sister, Suzanne. She says, morning, AK. The Torah says that Israel will last for 76 years. Is that true, Sister Suzanne Ustad?
You see, my sister Suzanne, you must understand something. Write it down. It will help you in life. That when you study chapter 15, verse 9 of the Noble Quran. You got the reference, my sister Suzanne? Chapter 15, verse 9. I read for you. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily we, Almighty Allah, using the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, we revealed this reminder piecemeal gradually that refers only to the Noble Quran. Quran. Every other divine scripture was revealed, peace was revealed one shot and one go, but the Quran over a period of 23 years on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we alone are going to protect it, preserve it. The internet, the government, and this organization, that organization, they all tried, you must remember that, to change the Quran. Yesterday I sent out, Suzanne, contact me, 071-888-1184. I will send you an article written by an Orientalist of what the British did to the Muslim scholars and how they hanged them for miles and miles and kilos and kilos. Why? Because they said, we're not going to bow down to you. We only bow down to Almighty Allah. That is why we say the British, the Americans and Europe, they are the biggest criminals and terrorists and so forth. So you, my sister, go and go to Google and read that Quran made easy, Quran made easy, Quran made easy, it's two volumes, and at the bottom you will see it's written Mufti Afzal Hussain, Mufti Afzal, Afzal Hussain, Hoosain. So read it, chapter 15, verse 9. So that is only exclusively for the noble Quran. Now when you come to the various and previous scriptures, so what does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala inform us? بِمَسْ تُحْفِذُوا عَلَيْهِ, that Almighty Allah gave this responsibility to the clergy, to the priests, to the pope and the pastors and the rabbis and so forth. So what did they do? They changed it, you see. So you have to go to another cross-reference, my sister Suzanne. So Suzanne, and that is chapter 5, and that is Surah Ma'idah, and verse number 44. Chapter 5, verse 44. So I read for you, وَرَبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَى. Almighty Allah told them, you rabbis and you religious scholars of the jutlas of the Jewish faith, you must preserve it, protect it. You know the jutlas, the Jews, they will sell anything for any amount of money and so forth, millions and billions, shekels, they'll sell it. So that's what they did with the Torah, Quran. Says يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ أَمَّ وَعْدِهِ, they corrupted the text of the Torah. So they will tell you that Almighty Allah said that for them is Israel, it will last 76 years, this will happen. So we don't believe in these things here as the word of God. We will say it was inserted by their rabbis and by their scholars, so that is why. But Israel is now not, they know very well that, oh, you see, Suzanne, let me give you a history lesson. From 1099 to 1187, Almighty Allah gave, you must remember, Palestine to the Crusaders, the Christians. And thereafter, for 800 years, you must remember, it was ruled by Muslims. You just take out 15 years, and it was ruled by Muslims. And more than that, in fact, more than 800. And now, Almighty Allah gave it to the Jutlas and the Jews. You must read chapter 17 verses 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and you will get a clear picture. So definitely they're going to lose it, and we, the Muslims, Palestinians, will go back 6 million and more, and they will take over the whole of occupied Palestine, and we will take over the whole of India, whether Modi, the war criminal, or the criminal, the butcher of Gujarat, or the biggest criminal on earth, or BB, the war criminal, likes it or not, that is what's going to happen. Insha'Allah, God willing, my sister Suzanne, in my lifetime and your lifetime.
Ustad, listen to this question. How do non-Muslims feel about Adhan on loudspeakers at 5 a.m.? I'm getting a petition letter. Remember, like how you're not allowing Modi in South Africa, same I'm not going to allow your prayer Adhan early mornings. You started all this, AK. Brother Prasad, Ustad.
So Prasad, you already started it. Don't you remember in Ispingo Beach, they tried it, you must remember, and then you failed. They went to Constitutional Court and they lost what cost, remember. He has to pay our lawyers and he has to pay his lawyers. You try it, Prasad. You must remember my answer to you, that you see, you have clouds on top. So if you have dogs at the bottom who are barking, it's not going to harm the clouds. You try, my brother prasad. We're not going to stop you. Your own Hindu people are against you because you are the one I jack. You understand? What you say about Modi, go Google now and ask who is the world's biggest criminal. Yeah, Google, is Google run by Islam and Muslims? I'm asking you. Modi in 2002 murdered more than 2,000 Muslims, raped hundreds of women and so forth. 3 days, he told them, do what you want to. His title is the Butcher of Gujarat, and yet you want to support him. Yet you want to support your one priest who said, yesterday I got the clip again. He, that yogi, he, that priest, that swami, whatever you want to call him, he said that they, the Hindus, must attack Makkah and make Makkah a temple again, and we must kill these Muslims and so forth. If you stand for that, we make dua and we beg Almighty Allah to guide you, because your brains are in your rifle and not on top, my brother Prasad.
I see Vishnu says, you are inhuman. You a disgrace to the Hindu community, Ustad.
You got it now, Prasad? You got it now? It's not me speaking, it's Vishnu speaking. Vishnu says you're a disgrace to the Hindu community and you are inhuman. You see the rape, you see the murder, you see the killing and demolishing of our mosque and of people and so forth, and yet you support them. Therefore, I told you, your brains is not on top. Your brains is in your rifle.
I see. Tulani says, AK, you think... Will South Africa collapse in the next year? Tulani, Ustad.
How South Africa can collapse, Tulani? Don't you know what's going on, Tulani? I'm finishing up on this. Come and tell you a nice story, Tulani. Zuma is on top and is laughing. They put me in jail, and after 1 hour, 2 hours, they took me out. So Zuma runs the show on top, and under the ground, the Zamas are running the show. How South Africa can collapse, Tulani? You also not a mixed up character. Your fuses are blown. Are you confused or what? So remember, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, make special dua. Amen. So 11:25 we will see you again and translate the khutbah. Allahumma ahfaz al-bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allahumma tahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibin al-muhtallin. Allahumma alayka bil-mushrikin al-mu'taddin al-zalimin. Allahumma alayka bil-yahudi al-zalimin. Amin. Allah jalla wa la, guide the enemies of Islam, and if there's no guidance for them, Almighty Allah decimate and destroy them, whoever they are, Ameen. Wherever they are. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.